about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, I am just so interested in this story, probably more than you are, about President Obama's Harvard law professor, his ex-professor, saying the president must be defeated in 2012. Did you guys hear about this? One of President Obama's former professors, teachers at school, says he should be defeated. He should not continue on. And, you know, I was kind of joking about it in the first hour, but I didn't realize this is even more. I mean, I know everybody's giggling about it, but it's pretty significant, because if the people who taught you don't think you should be in that position. Now, I know we were talking about that. What if somebody interviews my medical school professors? I'd be in trouble. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not running for president, okay? I'm going to tell you this right now. If any of you interview any of Dr. Dahlia's former, thank you, Kyle. You rock. We got Kyle working the dials today. I love Kyle. If any of you interview any of my former medical professors, okay, they would probably say, no, Dahlia should not be president. But no, okay? But again, they weren't training me to be in political science. They weren't training me for politics, okay? They were training me to be a doctor. Now, if any of them say, no, Dr. Dahlia really shouldn't be a doctor. She was goofing around too much, making stupid jokes, failed. I didn't fail. I actually did good. I aced my neurology exam, which was one of the hardest things to do. Totally kicked butt in anatomy. I know my anatomy. Oh, yeah, especially the genital urinary system. I just blew through that one. It was great. So, I would feel confident, honestly. And I don't think I would put myself on air and answer your questions and be a voice of reason and logic and education for you all if I didn't think I was worthy. So when you see, excuse me for coughing, I'm coughing on the truth. When you see one of President Obama's previous professors saying he should be defeated. Now, I'm trying to dig into this to see if there was anything that happened when he was in class. You know, was he sitting there falling asleep? Was he making paper airplanes? No, just the Professor Unger. His name is, Roberto Unger. Posted a video on YouTube detailing the reasons why he believes the president does not deserve a second term, right? Basically, he says, we talked about that, must be defeated. He says, Mr. Obama has evoked a politics of hand-holding, but no one changes the world without a struggle. Anyway, he goes on and on. I don't have any, you know, footage for that for you. But it just, I don't know who's been defending President Obama with all this, but when somebody who trained you, right, says, nah, he shouldn't be taking this job, that's pretty significant, right? And I know many of us were just scared and just blown out of the water by last week's decision with granting work visas to illegal immigrants. And, many of us were upset today about this. Remember the Darun Ravi, the former Rutgers University student who had the webcam in place who could spy on Tyler Clementi, his gay roommate. Later, Tyler was so embarrassed by the video being posted that he kills himself. Well, he gets out of jail today, I believe. And he's not a U.S. citizen, right? He's from India. He is here legally, but he's not a U.S. citizen. And, of course, prosecutors made sure that the judge said he wouldn't be deported. But this is what we were talking about in the first hour. This is exactly what is wrong with our system. All right? We have people violating our laws, not paying our taxes, and they almost get more benefits than those of us here paying our taxes. Those of us U.S. citizens who have been sweating and doing what's right. As far as I'm concerned, if you violate the law, I mean, what? Darun Ravi was convicted of 15 criminal counts. Why isn't he sent back to his country of origin? He could come back to the United States. He could come back. We were discussing this. There is nothing wrong with deporting somebody who is either here illegally or here legally, but doing illegal acts. There is nothing wrong with deporting them and saying, look, you get to go to the back of the line and still go through the immigration process. I think we're being too nice allowing somebody who committed a crime coming back. But, I mean, you know, but why is that racist? Why is that so horrible to tell people to go through the normal immigration process? You know, the one thing I was bringing up is how it really demeans and devalues the U.S. citizenship, the value of being a U.S. citizen. If you could give anybody who comes here illegally a work visa, free medical care, what incentive is there for somebody to come here legally? What incentive is there for the U.S. citizens to actually work and pay taxes? If you get the same amount of goodies for not paying taxes, where's the benefit? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, Doc Dolly. I am one of your truck driver listeners.
I just wanted to call
you up and tell you how much I agree with you about your opinion on President Obama's illegal immigrant stance. I cannot believe that this man is plans to allow illegal immigrants to stay. That is a slap in the face to my great-grandparents, your great-grandparents, anybody who came through Ellis Island.
They did,
and
yep.
Did it the right way.
They did.
And it's also an open invitation to anybody that wants to come in and do it illegally. I am just amazed that he's actually going to do this. Plus, he's also said that he would bypass Congress and do anything he wants to do. This is the closest thing to a dictator we've had yet, and I do believe it. We're going that direction, and I hate to say it, but that's just it. Anyway, thanks for letting me blow off a little steam.
No. Thank you. Thank you. I love my truckers. And the horn sounds good. Love the horn. Listen, like I said, we are really devaluing what being a U.S. citizen is. If we let people and award them for coming here illegally, go to the back of the line and go through the immigration process that we are so gracefully allowing people to go through. Don't go away. I want to talk more. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 18th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,621.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,662.50, $831.25 for a half ounce, or $415.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,662.50, $831.25, and $415.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I lost my cell phone. All right. No, I'll get to the medical news in a second, but I need everybody to look under their chairs to find my cell phone. Okay, no, don't get hit by a car. Just look. Look, did it drop? Anybody see my cell phone? I can't stand. I can't do this. I lost my cell phone. Oh, come on. One of you have got to be able to. Oh, I found it. I found my cell phone. Thank you, guys. I got it. Everybody, okay, go back. You can get back on the road. We got some good news. There is a Dr. Dahlia app now. Yeehaw! Only for Droid, though. Okay, so you have to have a Droid. You have to have a Droid. Doesn't work for iPhone yet, but you go to the Droid App Store. It's free, and now you have a Dr. Dahlia app. And you see my picture there, and I'm all smiling. So I'm just really excited. Dr. Dahlia app, very, very good. Very happy day. Also, I am honored. UNLV, my alma mater, the Honors College, has awarded me the 2012 Alumnus of the Year. I know. I was just talking about that the previous hour. I mean, if they knew, I would have never known. Nobody would have ever thought as a student going to UNLV that I would ever be bestowed that honor. I was kind of a slacker, right? Made a lot of jokes in the back of the class. You know what I was able to do is I was able to make those baskets. When you're in that stadium seating in class, I was able to crank up my wad of paper, which I probably should have been studying. And I was able to wrap that, get that ball nice and tight, and shoot it into the garbage all the way across. I was so gifted. Now, of course, in class, that's what I was concentrating on. But I am so honored. I don't even know what to say. And UNLV is a pretty big school. Honors College was huge, and it's nice. I know. I was just amazed I wasn't kicked out of Honors, you know, or kicked out of the school. So I was pretty happy. Okay, so, you know how we say you can't walk, talk, and chew gum at the same time? Well, I guess experts are saying you really can't chew on gum and expect to remember things. That actually gum hurts your memory. For those who are joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. According to experts from Cardiff University in the UK, oh, here comes the accent, people who chewed gum had a harder time recalling lists of letters and numbers than those who avoided the habit. They say, no use chicle, no chewing gum. Researchers believe that the emotion involved in chewing impedes the brain's abilities to memorize su memoria, no está bien, cereal lists. Okay, so they tried to give people cereal lists to memorize, and when people were chewing gum, they couldn't. They say just like tapping your finger or foot may distract you from accomplishing the same task, continual movements like chomping on a piece of gum can also interfere with your short-term memory. All I did was chew gum. I have the worst TMJ, the temporal mandibular joint. You know your jaw? I have the worst clicking at TMJ because all I used to do was chew gum in class. I always chew gum. You know, it gives you better breath. It gives you something to do. I love popping bubbles. Bubble gum is my favorite. But I'm going to disagree with this because I did very well on tests. Memorization was my thing. All right, that's what I could do. I could memorize things. I just did. I was, you know, it made medical school so much easier. Now, this study, I know all of you want to know which journal it is, all right, because you're all running out, you know, hoping to pull over to a nearby store. It was published in the Quarterly Journal of Experimental Psychology. All right. Now, do they say what kind of gum? Are they talking like Bubblicious? Are they talking about Trident? I like the gum that pretends you don't have to brush your teeth, right? You know, because you're supposed to brush your teeth in between meals, right? There's like one gum. What was that? Was that dentine? Yeah, so I would be like, oh, I don't have to brush my teeth because I'm chewing gum. Okay, so let me see here. Okay, they say the team, which was led by Mikhail Kozlov, says oral activities such as gum chewing, stop the giggles, gum chewing can interfere with the process that is normally used to remember verbal content. So what they did is they gave subjects a task to perform while chewing gum and without gum. Yeah, don't you guys just pinch yourself for not thinking of these studies first? Don't you? You know, how much money do these people make when they do these studies? I could have done that. Give people a task, okay? Recall what Dr. Dahlia said on her show. What did Dr. Dahlia say on her show? I don't know. She was complaining about Obama. All right, now those of you chewing gum, all right, what about you all? She was, you know, honestly, I don't think it's that difficult. In one test, the volunteers were told to masticate vigorously. Masticate means chew. Come on, people. Masticate vigorously. Okay, they were told to chew. Okay, this article is from Britain. So they're going to use multisyllabic words instead of the words that we use that's monosyllabic. We say chew. They say masticate. We say talk. They say communicate. We say sex. They say consensual relations or intimate something. They just do. They just add syllables to their words, okay? So just go with me on this one. They were told to chew and asked to remember a sequence of randomly ordered letters, such as PVBCDGT. Another group repeated the experiment but chewed at a natural pace. In the second test, students chewed the flavorless gum and tried to pick up the missing item in the sequence. They tried to pick up the gum that fell on the floor. The study found that it made no difference whether the volunteers chewed vigorously or naturally. In both cases, chewing had an overall adverse effect on cereal recall. My guess is the subjects fell asleep because this story is really boring. They say the jury is still out for those of us who are biting our nails on the role of flavor. I know. I cannot wait. I am dying in anticipation for this one. In the 2002 study, the participants chewed mint-flavored gum. Ooh, this is getting fancy. And performed better on short-term word and memory tasks than those who did not chew gum. Snap now. But because chewing gum, sorry. Oh, gosh, why do I have to talk about these stories? But because chewing gum loses its flavor in several minutes, quote-unquote, it seems advisable that chewing gum is only considered a performance enhancer as long as its flavor lasts. That's why they're entertaining Viagra flavors. Okay, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right, the healthiest meal ever. Oh, this is a good one. All right. Apparently, scientists had come up with the ultimate healthy menu. All right. It includes a series of superfoods. We've talked about superfoods that can provide you with feeling filling and, healthy, like antioxidants and vitamins, etc. Now, it was created by scientists at the Leatherhead Food Research. I got to tell you right now, I'm not much confidence in this group here if they're called Leatherhead Food Research. It's an independent British organization using the 222 surviving health claims that have now been cleared by the European food watchdogs. Healthy components include the fish oils. All right, well, what is it? What is it? The menu starts with the fresh and smoked salmon terrine. What the heck is that? It has omega-3s and the docosahexaenic acid, the DHA, which is good for arteries. Okay, well, I don't know what smoked salmon terrine is, but I'm going to tell you right now, I don't eat it. Then there's a mixed leaf salad with a dressing of extra virgin olive oil, which will help with cholesterol, supposedly. Then there's a chicken casserole with lentils and mixed vegetables. Am I the only one just not being appetized right now? And then, what's for dessert? Where's the chocolate cake? Oh, there is a dessert. For dessert, a live yogurt-based blancmange? Blancmange? Somebody call Gordon Ramsay and ask him what the heck this is. Topped with walnuts and a sugar-free caramel-flavored sauce. That's supposed to help digestion. Then there's inclusion of guar gum in the dessert. To me, that sounds like it's going to give you gas. And that's supposed to help in the maintenance of cholesterol and lactulose. Of course, walnuts are the superfood. We talked about that. Probably one of the healthiest foods on this earth are walnuts. I can't stand the taste. You know what I like? I like the caramelized sugar pecans that they throw on your salad. I like those, but that doesn't count. That's not as healthy. Oh, there's even a drink that has biotin, calcium, zinc, chromium, copper, iron, potassium, selenium, and magnesium. I guess biotin is good for metabolism and skin and hair, et cetera. Whenever you're losing your hair, we always talk about maybe take some extra biotin. Don't take too much. I don't want you to, overdose. And then a mixed berry shake they've also come up with. I am not impressed, guys. No wonder you're called Leatherheads. Not impressed. What does Leatherhead mean? Isn't Leatherhead the rugby cap? What am I mixing them up with? Coneheads? I don't know. Whatever you have head in the name, like Meathead, remember? Archie Bunker? It's never good. So anyway, this is what the Leatherheads came up with. All right. Does not sound... Oh, it's a helmet. Thank you, Kyle. It's a helmet. Oh, they should keep their helmet on. Because they've obviously hit themselves in the head if they think we want to eat this. All right. Don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDAHLI. I can't even spell my own name. DOCDALI. I just feel all excited about our new Android app. Yeah, I guess you go to the Android Apple Store. It's free. No, it's not an Android app. It would just be an Android App Store. It's not on Apple yet. I guess you just download the app, and then there's Dr. Dahlia. I know, I'm all excited. You get to listen to my shows, old shows. And you get to see me. I'm excited about it, and a big thanks to Ty, who's been working at it at Genesis Communications Network. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials. Big thanks to GCN. Big thanks to XM Satellite and everybody else that's been airing the Dr. Dahlia Show. And if the Dr. Dahlia Show does not air in your local city, please call your news talk station, email them. Why not? All right. I'm going to be hopefully up in Anchorage, Alaska, around 4th of July week. So I'm going to try to figure out if I'm going to do a broadcast or if I'm going to join one of the local talk stations there to talk on one of their shows. So I'll give you guys a scoop up there for anybody that listens to Alaskan radio. Yay, I just love Alaska. I'm excited. And I need the break. Okay, so wider airline seat for obese flyers. I guess Airbus is going to design extra wide seats for its A320 jets. But slim passengers, I guess, are going to have to pay for this. They say rather than have rows of three seats, each 18 inches wide, Airbus proposes making the aisle seat 20 inch wide and reduce the width of the other two by an inch. So you're going to have a 20, then the middle seat is a 17, and the window is a 17, but the aisle is the 20. Now, Airbus apparently came up with a new design, they said, in response to requests from airlines who say travelers expanding size is a headache. But no. Okay, you know, want to know what? No. Airplanes have changed their size. Yes, okay, yes. There is a huge obesity problem. Absolutely. We're getting bigger. And maybe it's because now I'm a grown-up as opposed to a kid. But I think the airplane and the way they, you know, cram everybody in there, I know they have been skimping on room each year and playing around with the seats, right? Is it United? There's a couple airlines now that have this quote-unquote business class, even though it's not business class, where they have extra room. So what they did is they ripped out some rows of seats, gave a little bit extra leg room, and charge you $50 more a seat for those seats, right? So don't tell me that the issues we have with, I call it cargo, third class, you feel like you're in cargo when you're riding coach, right? It's not all because of the obesity problem. I think these airlines have been my knees used to never hit the chair in front of me or your tray table. And I've actually shrunk in size. I used to be 5'6", and I'm 5'5.5". So if my legs are hitting the seat in front of me when it did it 10, 20 years ago, they've been messing around with the rows of seats, okay? We're not stupid. But there's also a girth issue, and many of us are not fitting in the small seat. But I think without us knowing, they changed the seats around. So what they're now going to do is the middle seat and aisle seat will be 17 inches, 1 inch smaller, and then there'll be a 20-inch larger seat. They say the new configuration will also allow airlines to impose an extra charge for the premium seats. I'm not sure how much it could be, maybe 10, 20, I don't know, $20, I'm not sure. They think it could generate, of course, extra money, and it would offset the extra fuel costs required to carry overweight passengers. How are they going to implement this? Are they going to look at you when you're up at the check-in counter and say, no, you can't take the cheaper seat, you need the bigger seat? How are they going to do this? I'd really like to know the logistics of this one. I'm predicting that a bunch of people are going to get smacked across the face. All right? They say airlines that the most frequent complaints from passengers is forced to sit next to an obese person who is encroaching on their space. All right, but you see what they're doing? They're going after the passengers. Why is coach that? Why don't they have two seats on one side, two seats on the other? I don't even think it's healthy. You're breathing everybody else's germs. There's no room whatsoever. You're touching other people if you don't want to touch them. You see, I'm lucky because usually I fly with the kids. So I'm in the row with my kids. And so they're already touching and fighting and pushing and leaning on me and spitting and sneezing. I mean, I'm just, that's fine. But you know what? They're my kids. You know, they come from my, you know, skin and blood and loins or whatever. So I don't mind about the whole germ thing. But, you know, when you're cramped in like that, I can't tell you how many of my patients that come in going, I was on a flight. They don't even have to tell me a flight from where. They don't even have to tell me how many hours they were on the flight. Now, I talked to you all about what to do to prevent getting sick on the flight. Number one is have that air conditioning on and have it right in front of your face. Don't have it on your face. Have it right in front of your face. So as germs come by, it may help blow it away. Also, make sure you have sanitary wipes to wipe down the arms, to wipe down the tray table, etc. Make sure you get up and walk around a little bit so you just aren't sitting there breathing the stagnant air and you're breathing other people's germs. But that air conditioning, I think, is really underutilized. I usually don't like to put it on because I get cold on airplanes. But if you have it blow right in front of your face, not on your face, that can maybe blow some things away. All right. So sitting next to obese passengers is the number one complaint, they say. They say airlines are improving their margins for charging for bags, window seats, and food because they're being cheap. I think flying is probably one of the most horrific now things you could do with travel. It's so uncomfortable. There's no food. You're stuck in delays. I mean, it's horrible to try to pack food for a 5-6 hour flight that may or may not be delayed. And remember, you can't bring ice. You can't bring blue ice. So you have to, and everyone's like, well, that's because they want you to purchase the food, you know, in the food court at the airport. But that stuff doesn't stay fresh after 5-6 hours. Yeah, but JetBlue sells those boxes of crackers. You guys notice that when you're on JetBlue or one of these airlines, they serve these snack boxes and they give you four choices. And each of the four boxes you could choose from probably only has one small thing you're interested in and then five other things that you really don't plan on eating, right? Like an aged salami, wheat thin crackers, a strawberry jam, and maybe a string cheese. And you're like, well, maybe I want to eat the string cheese, but I don't want to eat the other stuff. And then they excite you, calling it the Fiesta Pack. So you're thinking there's going to be a taco or some guacamole. And no, bag of tortilla chips. I mean, it's ridiculous. Nobody serves any considerable amount of food. You can't get up to go to the bathroom. The bathroom is ridiculous. The bathroom's unsanitary. I cannot stand the bathrooms in airplanes. People miss. And it's not just turbulence. I think the toilet is so small that it's very difficult to aim. Now, I'm not a man, but I'm assuming if I was a man, I would have a very difficult time trying to aim, especially when your butt is hitting the wall, the door. I mean, there's no room to turn around. So you walk into the bathroom, the toilet is now the flight attendants were mad at me on this last flight to New York. I told them that the toilet was completely covered in urine and they gave me a look like, why didn't I clean it? And I go, hey, it wasn't me. I'm going to wait for the next bathroom. And please, can you check these toilets, please? This is disgusting. So I just already think that being on an airplane isn't the most healthiest thing to do. But you see how they're going to stick it to the customer with these quote-unquote obese seats. Honestly, the seat should be 20 inches anyway. All right, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615.
Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you missed any part of the Dr. Dahlia Show, you could go to my website at Dr. Dahlia, hit on demand, and it'll link you into the last 3 hours of the show that broadcasts, or you could also get archives and podcasts. But now we have a new Android app for Droid phones. Droid. I love that, but I got to do it better. Not for iPhone yet, but for Droids. go to your Android app store. It's free. And download the Dr. Dahlia app. I am so excited about that. All right, I guess Paul McCartney turned 70. Happy birthday, Paul McCartney. What else in the news? Terminator 3's Nick Stahl, I guess, is missing again. You know that guy in the Terminator 3 movie, one of the worst Terminator movies that they had with the woman? Bad guy Terminator. I guess he left rehab early and is back and disappearing again. Not too much news on Rodney King and what caused his death, but they did, I believe, find marijuana. And we are waiting on toxicology reports, which may not come for another couple weeks. Rodney King, from what I understand, was found dead in his pool. No foul play. Also in news, Arsenio Hall is going to be returning to late-night TV. We all figured that would happen, and Donald Trump wanted to take credit for that during Celebrity Apprentice. All right, no shock there. Jack Osborne, the son of Sharon Osborne, and Ozzy Osborne. Many of you know Ozzy Osborne, obviously Sharon Osborne on America's Got Talent. Well, her son, Jack, has been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. He is only 26 years old. He was diagnosed after he lost about 60% of vision in his right eye. Now, it is extremely debilitating, because what happens is the protective sheath, the myelin that covers the nerves, starts to get eaten away. And therefore, the brain can't connect nerve-wise to other parts of the body. The nerves deteriorate. You could have difficulty walking, difficulty speaking, difficulty seeing. And there's no cure at this point. And, this is probably a diagnosis that scares a lot of us, you know, because many times we feel weak in the arm or weak in the leg, and we start to wonder. But these are people that continually have issues: lack of coordination, unsteady gait, tremor, tingling, pain in parts of the body, blurry vision, double vision, weakness, it's just sometimes chronic fatigue. But many of us have fatigue, and I don't want us to all to worry. It usually appears to hit younger people between 20 and 40. Females usually get it more than males. White more than other ethnicities. We see it a lot in the northern United States. He has a little girl, and I always wonder, he just seemed a little stiff. Nice kid, but I was wondering, and maybe it's because he might have had some tremors that he was trying to hold. Who else has multiple sclerosis? I think Terry Garr's multiple sclerosis, so we'll keep you up to date on that. Now, this made headlines. A third grader was forced to shower by school staff because it was smelly and dirty. And parents of the schoolboy is now going to sue the employees. Now, I know some of you are like, well, good, somebody washed the kid, but I think they really overstepped their bounds on this one. You'll hear. All right, apparently this happened in Peaster Elementary in Texas. Apparently the 8-year-old, I guess, was found to be dirty and smelly in November of last year, went to the nurse's office. Two employees then proceeded to wash the boy violently with a washcloth, they say, scrubbing him all over. They stuck cotton buds in his ears while ridiculing him for being dirty. This comes from the New York Post. Now, of course, the parents, Amber and Michael Tilley, lodged a complaint with the police, but no charges were brought. Then they filed a lawsuit. I believe he had to strip, and then take a shower. See, I don't think a child, here's my problem. If they left his underwear, not even his underwear, but if they left him in his shorts and helped clean him, I might not have a problem with that. But if they strip him down naked, I do, right? Yeah, otherwise Jerry Sandusky's defense team are going to have a field day with this one, okay? All right. But in the olden days, if your kid came to school stinky, they would dunk you in some water and clean you. Again, I doubt they stripped you or whatever, but, you just can't be offensive to other classmates, and that's including smell. Now, I raised two boys, And trust me, their showering habits are completely different from mine. I love taking a shower. I take a shower to be clean. I take a shower because I like the heat. I take a shower to clear my sinuses. I take a shower as soon as I get home from work, because when you take a shower, the steam can help blow away some of the microbes that got into your system. So I take probably half a dozen showers a day. I just love it. All right? And my kids, you know, if it was their choice, they'd take a shower once a week. What the school should have done is got the parents involved and said, we are pulling your child out of class. His smell is offensive. Now, remember, some medical diseases could have smells. There are certain inborn errors of metabolism or metabolism diseases where you can kind of, you know, smell maple-y, or there's like maple syrup disease, and there's a variety of diseases that you like you've smelled the ketotic smell of diabetics. It's a very weird sweet smell, but it's not a nice sweet smell. That's a smell people recognize. But again, you contact the parents. If the child has a smell, you contact the parents, okay, and maybe offer him some water and some soap, but to strip him and scrub him down, I think has gone too far, all right? I don't know what the parents will be able to sue for. We'll see, but, you know, the parents cannot send kids to school. You can't do that. You can't be sending kids to school dirty and smelly, and it's unhealthy for the kid. And somebody could argue that that's child abuse and child neglect if your kid is that dirty and smelly and uncleaned. So then you get the authorities involved. You get the parents involved. Now, you guys heard about this Texas teacher. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. The Texas teacher is going to lose her job, where she had about 20-some kindergartners line up to hit a classmate accused of a bully. This is a suburban San Antonio school teacher accused of orchestrating her 20-some students to line up and discipline a quote-unquote 6-year-old bully. Another teacher was involved, but apparently stopped the hitting once she thought one of the kids was hitting too hard. The police report alleges that the teacher chose to show the child why bullying is bad and instructed his peers to quote-unquote hit him harder. The second teacher intervened only after one of the children hit the boy hard on his upper back. Looks like there was a total of 24 kids. Most of them hit him twice. Now, of course, Mama, Amy Neely, Mama's mad. I'd be furious. She said her son is not a problem child, never even knew. Teachers were having an issue with him. And to have the kid beat up by other kids, that is ridiculous. I don't know what these teachers are thinking. Apparently, the teacher and the students perceived him as being a bully. That's when the teacher went with her students to a nearby classroom and sought disciplinary advice from a colleague. Both teachers have been on paid administrative leave. Don't you want paid leave? Yes, so they get a paid vacation. Let me see what happened. I think the second teacher who waited to report the incident is going to be reprimanded. No, I think they both are going to get fired. I'm reading this as we go. What is going on? Parents, if I could give you any advice, or grandparents, try to be homeroom moms or those moms that come in and help and volunteer. I think you really need to check out what's going on in the classroom. And this is such a shame, because it puts really good teachers in a bad light, because there's a lot of good teachers out there. But when you have somebody like this that's going to allow 24 kids to randomly and chaotically hit your child, I want her in jail. I mean, if I was this kid's mom. All right, guys, don't go away. We got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And don't forget, Droid users, to download my app. All right, we'll be back.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.